At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening, good afternoon, whatever. What a game. Very entertaining, exciting game. Royals lose the finale to Washington, 8-7, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Royals still win the series, but they fall short of the sweep. If you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, you know how I feel. I said it on pregame. This is obviously a game where you're the far superior ball club. You have more talent. It's a game like this where you need to do, you must do the greedy thing. Got to start being greedy here to make up for all the disappointments in the first 100 games of the season. And all those road trips that ended with, you know, losing a series to the White Sox, but hey, they still went 500. Let's try to keep our positive attitudes. You know, in the past, you start off a homestand with a pair of wins, and they kind of, you know, peter out at the end of that homestand, but we try to keep a positive attitude because, hey, they're still winning series. And yeah, they did win the series, and that's terrific. That's what you need to do. But they also need magic. How much magic is up to them? An inability to do the greedy thing and finish off a sweep just means you need a whole bunch of magic. Royals do not control their fate. Now, they can win every single series at home and go 500 on the road for the rest of the season. It's only going to add up to 84 wins. That's not enough to get you into October. You have to start doing some greedy things. Maybe that's sweep the White Sox starting on Friday. Maybe. They were unable to sweep the Washington Nationals, and while certainly it stinks, it's not a shock. Now, this isn't me setting up a long diatribe about how this team stinks. No, that's really what I want to stay away from this afternoon. Again, the phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I think we can stay away from the extremes. We've been doing that for about 3 weeks now. They win, and playoffs, here we come. They lose, and everyone's an idiot. Now, maybe that's just the nature of a postgame show. But I think we should stay away from that today. We don't need to live in the extremes this afternoon, because they're not a bad baseball team. They don't stink, but they're not a great baseball team. They're not one of the good baseball teams, right? They're 60 and 61. And that's what they are. And I think it was all on display once again today. Defensively, you saw some great moments. Yastrzemski in right, Mikel at third, but Bobby Witt Jr.'s error leads to a Washington run. So again, it wasn't great, but it wasn't awful. It was slightly below average. Again, the record, 60 and 61. Base running, Tyler Tolbert. How about that job in the eighth, stealing a pair of bags and setting Bobby Witt Jr. up to tie this thing up? But then I disagree with what Matt Quatrero said earlier. I do think Kyle Isbell scores in the second inning if John Rave takes off for home the moment that ball leaves Bobby Witt Jr.'s bat. I thought that was a poor read. So some good, some bad, but again, this team is right there in the middle. Not awful, not great. Average to below average. You and I know they should be slightly above average. But nonetheless, here we are. Pitching-wise, we could talk about Seth Lugo, a guy that's normally great. Today, not so much. Carlos Estevez and Salvador Perez not getting the job done in the ninth inning. We could talk about that ninth inning and the pitch selection by Salvi and Estevez. We can dive into that. There's a lot to dive into, a lot to nitpick. But ask yourself, before you start nitpicking, ask yourself, is anything that I'm shining a light on, did any of it really need to be exposed, or has it been exposed for months now? 913-586-7965. Royals fall short. They fell behind this game 5-0 before they even came to the dish. They trail 5-0 going to the bottom of the first inning. And they chip away. They end up tying it up in the eighth, but falling in the ninth, and the record falls back below 500. So let's go to the phone lines. 913-586-7965. If you were one of the near 14,000 in the building this afternoon, we want to get you right on the air. 913-586-7965. Rodney was in the building for today's 8-7 loss. Rodney, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, appreciate it. So not only was I at the game, I happened to be three rows behind home plate in Crown Club. If anybody's never been in Crown Club, phenomenal. I mean, just, you have to do it one time, right? I going into the game, I'm excited. Seth Lugo, excited to see him pitch. And I don't want to start off negative because that's not where I'm going to go. I mean, what about the grit of this team? This is not something we saw in May. This team would have folded in May, given up five runs. They didn't. They fought back. Good teams do the little things to win games like that. And to your point, we're a good team. We're not a great team right now. And I feel like that's just, you know, we are who we are. And Lugo's missing right now. And he did it. This isn't his first start that he did it. His last start he did it. And hopefully we can figure that out. Bobby put such a professional swing on earlier, but then again, I think he thinks the ball is going to hit the bag at second, which turns into the air, but it's the small things. My only question to you, Vernon, I'm going to be honest here. I could be 100% wrong. Tolbert did steal those two bags. I felt like Nick Lofton was up in a situation twice today that he could have bunted to get a runner in scoring position to get Bobby up, and we never called the bunt. And I just feel like those are the little things, and we didn't get a ball in the air with Vinny, and I'm not picking on Vinny. Vinny's been phenomenal. But I just feel like those are the small things that are going to win us these games and ultimately get us in the playoffs. And at some point, we are who we are, and I think you're right. We're a 500 team. We go and we cut some ties at the end of the year, and we go in and we make a run possibly next year. And I think that's just, you know, at the end of the day, we are who we thought they are, and that's what we are. We're a good ball club. We're not great.
Rodney, I appreciate the phone call. Way to get us started. Let's go to CJ, who is also in the building for today's one-run loss as the boys fall just short of finishing off this sweep. CJ, go ahead.
Hey, how we doing, Vern?
Doing well. What do you have for us?
Well, I was in the ball game today. I walked in. It was 5-0 just to start off with, so that was a shocker to walk into. But, you know, kind of piggybacking off of Rodney here, this team's plucky, man. They fight, and that's what I like to see in a Kansas City Royals team. You know, we're, like you said, we're not a great team, but we're middle of the road fighting for a playoff spot. It's fun to see, honestly.
Hey, I like the attitude. I appreciate it. Let's keep it going. also at the game. JD, man, we're going to have all 14,000 call in the postgame show. JD, do your thing. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern?
How are you?
I'm annoyed with this team, honestly. Yeah. I haven't seen a hit and run forever. I don't know why they can't do that, why they can't bunt. Lugo's getting destroyed, and Cotero keeps him in. He also never shows any fight if his players get hit or there's any bad calls. He goes out 2 seconds and then comes back. That's what they need to start showing. That's all I got to say.
Thank you very much. 913-586-7965. Seth Lugo gives up 5 runs in the first, another in the third, another in the fourth, doesn't come out for the fifth. I don't know. But I mean, when do you pull him? I mean, I'm paying this guy $20 million. You can't give me 5 innings? I'm not putting that on the manager. I need Seth Lugo to do his job. Since the All-Star break, Lugo's made 6 starts. He's barely averaging 5 innings per start, and his ERA is near 7.5. He needs to be better. I don't know. Maybe it is that finger injury. You heard Vahe Gregorian of the Kansas City Star ask Q about it, and Q quickly dismissed it. No, no issue. Okay. Well, then Seth Lugo stinks lately then. You know, if there isn't an excuse, the hell's going on? 25 earned runs in 30 innings? 22 strikeouts to 16 walks. He ain't going anywhere with that. Royals lose 8-7. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. All right, let's go to Justin. He was in the building to watch the Royals lose 8-7. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. So I want to start off with saying hello and nice to meet you. I got my son Julian here. Julian, you want to say hi?
Hello. Thank you for
that. That was great meeting you guys, man. Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you swinging by.
Absolutely, Vern. And, you know, just it was tough to start off. I mean, I want to be negative, but, I mean, sitting there in that first inning going down 5 runs, I mean, our team scored enough runs to get the job done. I mean, I know some callers don't like not maybe the hit and runs in play or some of the activity from the decision-making standpoint, but you know, it's tough to win a game, a ball game, when you're down in the first that many runs. I mean, like you said, he was around 6 ERA, just above 6. You just said above 7 now. That's not going to do it, man. It's just not. But, I mean, we had a great time. The ballpark was alive. The fan base is alive. We're behind this team, man, and we're excited. And there's still a push to be made. So we're on the positive side. We had a blast. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Julian, take it easy. Justin, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys swinging by. 913-586-7965. Listen, I'm not going to push back when callers celebrate the Royals' fight. Sure, hey, I agree. I was inspired by their fight coming out of the All-Star break. But if you were dialed into that game, especially when Nationals starting pitcher Jake Irvin was out there. I mean, Irvin was begging him to get back into the game. Put the leadoff man on in his first three innings. Right, he gave him 2 runs in the first. Royals score again in the second. Again, I think with better base running, they score 2 in the second. They score 3 in the fourth. The Nationals are a bad team. Now, that doesn't take away the fight and the pluckiness. I'm with you to a certain extent. But let's also factor in the pitching staff of the Washington Nationals is one of, if not the worst in the sport. 913-586-7965. We go back to the phone lines and Henry, who was in the building today. Henry, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Okay, so my take with the Royals, so when they're Lugo, like he hasn't been efficient lately. He I feel like he gets too nervous, and like he can't pitch. He's not been pitching well. And then like Estevez, he may have the second most saves in the league, but like he gets way too nervous when he's pitching, especially when he has like men on base.
Sure. No, I got you. Henry, I appreciate the phone call. I want to dive into that ninth inning with Carlos Estevez. I appreciate the phone call. I hope it's not nerves. I don't believe it's getting to them. I don't believe Lugo nor Estevez are allowing the nerves to get to them. But two on and two outs in that ninth inning, again, we're knotted up at seven apiece. Carlos Estevez on the hill facing the number six hitter in the Nationals lineup, Dalen Lyle. Never heard of this young man until a few days ago, but I like him. I like the way he attacks the game, runs the bases. I'm a fan of his. So he's up at the dish. Again, two on, two outs, and Estevez hits him with the strike one. Okay, ahead in the count, way to go. Now he's trying to get him to chase. This Lyle kid is a lefty. So a lefty facing the right-handed throwing Carlos Estevez. So he throws him a pair of changeups down and away, trying to get him to, you know, dribble one back to the mound. But the changeups are a little too down, and they're outside the zone. Ball one, ball two. So now Lyle's ahead in the count 2-1. And I don't know if it's ego. I'm sure it's game plan. But you just showed the young man two changeups that were down and away, and Salvi and Estevez apparently are so convicted that we need to make this pitch work. They throw a third straight changeup down and away. Unfortunately, this one, not down, it's elevated. And it's smacked to right field for what turns out to be the game-winning RBI. Estevez takes the loss. He's now 4-5 on the season. The Royals take the loss. They're now 60-61 on the season. I'm not going to update the playoff standings because you're below 500. And as we discussed earlier today on the On Deck Show, we just sound silly. We sound silly talking about the playoffs when the record says you're a losing team. So we wait until Friday, Royals and White Sox. Take two of three, take the opener, you're back to 500, and we will hit refresh on the wild card standings. But right now, we take a quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Pasquantino hits it high in the air, deep right field. Forget about it. A three-run home run for Vinny Pasquantino. And it's a one-run game at Kauffman Stadium.
Amazing. Jake Eisenberg on the call. No doubter off of the bat of Vinny. 410 feet to right field. Homers in consecutive games for the third time this season. The eighth time in his career. Home run number 22. That's a new career high for the Pasquatch. A three-run blast, and just like that, the Royals once down 5-0, once down 7-3, are now within one as Vinny goes bridge, and it's only the bottom of the fourth inning. Royals bullpen stepped up in a major way after Lugo gives up those seven runs. Daniel Lynch puts up two scoreless. Sam Long, a scoreless seventh. And Luinder Avila makes his big league debut and is the only Royal to throw a 1-2-3 inning. He does so in the eighth, needing only 10 pitches. As a matter of fact, Luinder Avila, for that terrific big league debut and doing something that nobody else, including a pair of all-star right-handers in Carlos Estevez and Seth Lugo, were able to do, putting up that 1-2-3 eighth inning. We name the 23-year-old right-hander today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958, and you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. So after Vinny's three-run blast, the Royals would tie the game up in the eighth, but unfortunately, Carlos Estevez cannot force it to extras. He gives up a run in the ninth, and the Royals fall short of sweeping the Nationals. They lose today 8-7. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Dave was one of the 14,000 in the building. Dave, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, how's it going, buddy? I love your show. Love the Royals. They showed a lot of grit today, and it was a great game, but I want to talk about Estevez, and maybe you've talked about him a little bit, but he just doesn't have it right now. Rarely pitches a clean inning. He has hurt us a lot lately, and right when he came in tonight, today, I looked over at the guys as the game was up. Estevez doesn't pitch clean innings, and he's going to give something up, and I just want to know your take on Estevez right now. I don't know who was available, so maybe Q just didn't. Maybe there was an availability thing, but why do we keep rolling Estevez out there in tight situations?
Well, I mean, as your all-star closer that leads the American League with 30 saves, I would venture a guess that that's the reason why you keep turning to him. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to John in Overland Park. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, hey, so I don't know. I swore as soon as we got back in the game that we were going to win this game. When we were down 5-2 in the first, I knew we were going to win this game, and everything looked that way. And I'm still shocked that we lost, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, I will not hold anything against Vinny. You know, Vinny drove in, you know, he hit the home run. I know he didn't come across with a couple of the other bats, but I mean, it was a tough game. I don't know. I still think the White Sox were going to take at least 2 of 3, but bottom line, I think this is a 500 team, and we've got a lot of work to do if we're going to make it, you know, even close to making the playoffs. So, we got a lot to do, but I'm still hanging in there. Anyway, thanks, Vern. I appreciate taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate you placing it. opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Yeah, I appreciate you saying something nice. I don't know why Vinny's name is coming out of anybody's mouth with anything other than, positivity. Vinny today, 2 for 5, drove in 4, and again, blasted his 22nd home run of the season. I mean, you know, I'm going through who should be the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, and, you know, Bobby was outstanding offensively. He came to the dish 5 times and did his job every single time. That's tough to do. I don't care who you are. But Bobby, we hold him, and I hold him to such a high standard. If you make an error that turns into a run, man, I can't give you the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. So to go back to my original thought on this 8-7 loss, nothing was surprising. No, it was exciting. I'm certainly not sitting here saying I predicted how this game was going to go. No, not at all. But the fact that they were unable to finish the sweep. There's some good, you know, good that they won too. Disappointed that they didn't finish off the sweep. You know, if this is April or May or June or July, we're probably saying, hey, that's fine. Now let's go get the White Sox. But the fact that it's August 13th and you're below 500, now you got to get greedy. You have to do something that is better than fine, better than average. You need to do something great. And we're now 121 games into this season. And sure, we see greatness at times. This rotation was great for the first 3.5 months of the season. I mentioned Bobby's greatness offensively. We've seen Bobby's greatness on the base paths. We've seen it defensively over the course of this series. But with Bob, with this team, with this offense, the defense, the base running, the bullpen, Carlos Estevez, there's plenty of good. There's some bad. And that's about an apt description for every aspect of this team. It's not great. It's not as bad as some want to make it out to be. It's fair to say it's disappointing, but also acknowledging it could be a lot worse than sitting here on the 13th of August, still, quote-unquote, mathematically in it. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Jude in Kansas City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Hey, Jude.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking the call. Just really frustrating loss today. I know that it's I want to just Lugo was horrible. I still have faith in him. I think he can really turn it around, and he's a veteran. He has the ability to do that, but
you better.
It's just a bad time for him to get cold when we're trying to make a playoff push. Also, I know it wasn't entirely his fault, but a couple people have said this before me, but Estevez is, I've been saying that he is just not a good closer. I know people will say he is like second in saves or whatever, but it's never a clean inning with him. And I really think they should consider putting Urseg in the closing spot because, I mean, last year we made the playoffs with him as our closer. And, like, last night he came in for the save opportunity and got it done in less than 9 pitches. I mean, if that doesn't show you who should be the closer, then I don't know what will, because he was very productive last night and he was all of last year. But that's all I got. Thanks.
Okay. Appreciate the phone call. If you haven't learned yet, this is not last year. I don't really give a damn what Urseg did last year. Now, I appreciate you pointing out that, yeah, last night he did get the job done. Did pick up his second save of the season. I wish he would have stayed on the line because, you know, I guess my question would be is, you know, who? Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and defend Carlos Estevez, but what you're saying has been said by everyone, every single Royals fan that calls this postgame show for every single year outside of 2015. You guys were nervous about Holly in 2014. Okay, Wade Davis was different. Okay, 2015, Wade Davis was, you know, really 2014 and 2015, Wade Davis was something different. But I don't care how, you know, Jonathan Broxton, Joaquin Soria, Greg Holland, Ian Kennedy, you know, take your pick. They all make you nervous because it's the ninth inning. Again, I just don't know who you're watching pitch the ninth inning around Major League Baseball that's doing it while yawning. Show me this fan base that puts their feet up in the ninth inning with their closer. I understand what baseball is. It's a provincial sport. You watch your team and that's it. I get it. So I guess it's my job to inform you. That's the norm. I mean, the guy with the most saves in Major League Baseball just lost his job, right? Because they went out and bolstered their bullpen. Talking about the Padres and that Robert Suarez. This guy was an all-star. Who? Aroldis Chapman? You had him. He made you nervous. This is how it goes with closers. Don't tell me. And if you've been watching Lucas Ursig since the all-star break, I know what he did last night. But he's been putting guys on consistently. Schemes, listen. Ursig's to blame. Salvi's to blame. Lugo's to blame. The defense, the base running, the offense. They had so many opportunities. Today, in June, in May, in April, at the end of March, they've had opportunities to be something other than an average to below average team. And yet it just keeps coming back to them being that. You know, switch Ursig and Estevez all you want. That just means you want Estevez earlier in the game. It's all the same if you don't believe in them. You're not going to believe in them in any role. You know, removing them from the ninth, put them in the eighth, man, again, had these conversations about Herrera in 2017, about, you know, Joaquin Soria in 2017. It's so maybe I should stop talking about it. Get back to the people. 913-586-7965. We go to the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or PetersonLawFirm.com. Visit PetersonLawFirm.com. Right now, let's visit with Zach in Lee Summit. Zach, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
No, Vern, I think we should have won. I really think we should have won that game. I'm not quite sure why Q keeps Lugo in there with 82 pitches and 6 earned runs. Maybe there's something, I don't know. But tomorrow's an off day. I think the bullpen should have been used there. Then again, okay. Lugo should have also been able to get through 3 innings. I mean, offense was on point. The double play that Washington turned in, like, I think it was the 3rd inning. House, little backhand or front hand pick, spin, second, first. Almost every time we could come through except that time. And that time hurt us probably the most.
Zach, I appreciate the phone call. Next time I need you to turn your radio down. Let's go to Jacob in Emporia. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Jacob, what do you have for us?
Hey, Vern. I just want to tell you, I love listening to the show. I love how you keep it real. Just wanted to say, I was a little disappointed with Lugo's outing. Not losing faith in him or anything. I just hope he can turn it around. The most frustrating part to me, I guess, is we had that good month of hitting, but now it seems like our pitching is a little shaky. So
yeah,
giving
no,
up,
it is.
Where you are with that. So
yeah. Well, listen, if they're telling us that he's healthy, I appreciate the phone call. So long as he's healthy, I'm with you. I'm going to maintain belief in Seth Lugo because he's earned that. You are getting healthy, right? Michael Lorenzen's going to make the start coming up on Saturday. Bailey Falter moves to the bullpen, which likely moves Lewinder Avila back to Omaha. You know, Jack Caglione back in the lineup. Well, might not be in the lineup tonight, but he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. So the offense could get even more, or possibly more prolific with him, with Amassi, with Akana, but yeah, I mean, we've been saying, you know, Massey for a while. Yeah, but again, what you're describing, you know, hey, this is going really well. I wonder if this can offset all of this bad. And for the first 3 months of the season, the great rotation was able to offset a lifeless offense, defense that left something to be desired, and a base running group that Just straight up disappointed. But now, yeah, as you see Reagans and Bubich land on the shelf, Lugo anything but himself of late, you know, where do we turn now? I think the defense, the offense, and the base running. You know, those three facets of the team need to pick up the rotation. Offense still scoring well over five runs a game since the All-Star break. The base running has been one of the five best groups in the sport since the All-Star game. And defensively, I mean, Izzy's been putting on a show for weeks. Mike Kell's making a case for a gold glove over there at third base. Salvi with another caught stealing today. I know Bobby makes an error, but Bob's a gold glover. I don't think anybody's sweating that. So I agree. Yeah, the rotation does seem to be coming back down to earth. Who's going to offset it? To me, it's those three offensive facets. It's the three position player facets. The offense, the defense, and the base running. All three of them not good enough today, or not enough to win today, and the Royals fall to the Nationals. 8-7 the final score as they are unable to finish off the sweep. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. We'll get back to the Peterson and Associates phone line right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to the home of the Royals, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals drop the finale to Washington, 8-7, the final score. Royals losing their fifth straight game in which they had a chance to move above 500. Instead, they fall back below 500 now with a record of 60 and 61. Let's go to Scott in Independence. Scott, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, Vern? It was good seeing you again today, man.
Always nice
talking
seeing
about
you.
That greed, you know, you talked about before the game today, you know, like that, I felt like it was there, you know, there was theirs to win. I mean, you know, giving up five runs in the first inning and coming back, putting some runs across, you know, the plate and then, you know, the very first at bat. I mean, those guys were in there to do it today. You know, I really don't have a lot bad to say about it. I mean, Vinny was out there,
good.
You know, he put up some RBIs today. He's continuing to do well. I mean, they did what they had to do. I mean, in, you know, the late innings, I mean, the bullpen didn't get it done. Estevez had an off day. But, you know, why would you not put the second leading save leader in the sport out there to give yourself an opportunity? I mean, this is baseball. Things happen. I mean, you know, this is a baseball game today. This is a Major League Baseball game today. And, you know, the Nationals pulled it out. I mean, but, you know, this team wasn't doing this in April and May and June, even June especially. I mean, they weren't going to get five up against them in the first inning. They're going to put everything on the board. So, you know, it's frustrating with a loss, but, I mean, a series wins there, you know. So they look like a team that wanted to win today. So
Scott, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Vinny gets his RBI total up to 80 with his four stake performance this afternoon. But what you brought up there of how – no, because I agree. Royals fall down 5-0 in the first inning in April, May, or June, and they're losing that game 7-1, 7-0, 8-0, something like that. But I find that disappointing because the fight that we've seen, the fight that you reference this afternoon, you know, that fight kind of arrived when Adam Frazier and Randall Grichuk and Mike Yastrzemski started to stroll into that clubhouse. And I find that very disappointing for a team, for a young core that they were all there last year in the Bronx, in Baltimore, here at Kauffman Stadium, taking on the Yankees in the postseason. They had the experience. They'd been through ups and downs. I mean, shoot, Bobby and Vinny lost basically every single game in 2023. And then a magical run in 2024. They've seen the heights and the depths. So the fact that they were unable to handle the hills and the valleys of April, May, and June, I find that pretty disappointing. Royals tied this game up at 7 in the 8th inning. And for as great as that 3-run blast from Vinny Pasquantino was, I'm giving Kyle Isbell today's cool play of the game. 8th inning. Royals are down by 1. Top of the lineup, waiting on deck. Kyle Isbell steps to the dish. He's already drawn a pair of walks today. And he falls behind 0-2. And the next pitch is a slider that he fouls off his foot. And he looked like he was in a world of pain. Izzy's about as tough as they come. So for him to limp around as long as he did before stepping back into the box, that lets you know just how painful that foul ball was. After fouling that 0-2 slider off his foot, he fouls off another one. Even though he can't see or think or hear anything, all he feels is pain. But on the 5th pitch of the at-bat, it's a slider down in the zone but splits the dish, and he cracks it up the gut for a leadoff single. Can't feel his foot, but stays in there and battles for a leadoff single. Tyler Tolbert comes in and pinch runs. He steals second, he steals third, and he scores on Bobby Witt Jr.'s sacrifice fly. Kyle Isbell with today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. Brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Coming up next, it's The Drive with CDOT. Just working way too hard on a Wednesday afternoon, Carrington. I'll talk to you guys Friday, live from the K. Take care. Thanks for listening.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.